Psalm 15, a psalm of David. O Lord, who will dwell in your tent? Who can reside on your holy mountain? He who walks perfectly and does what is righteous and speaks the truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue. He does not do wrong to his neighbour, and he does not utter a reproach against his kin. Anyone despised in his eyes is rejected, but he honours those who fear the Lord. If he swears an oath and it becomes to his detriment, he does not alter it. He does not put his money out with interest, and he does not accept a bribe against an innocent person. He who behaves this way will never be shaken. Psalm 16, a golden psalm of David. Keep guard over me, O God, for I have put my trust in you. I have said to the Lord, You are the Lord, my source of goodness. There is nothing above you. As for the holy people who are in the land, and the noble ones, all my delight is in them. May the sorrows of those who hasten after another be multiplied. I will not pour out their libations of blood, and I will not take their names to my lips. The Lord is the portion of my allotment and my cup. You will appoint my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, the inheritance has been delightful for me. I will bless the Lord who instructs me. Moreover, by night my kidneys discipline me. I have continually placed the Lord before me, for with him at my right hand I will not falter. That is why my heart is glad and my mind rejoices. My flesh also dwells in security, for you will not leave my being in the grave, nor will you allow your Holy One to see decay. You have made the way of life known to me. There is an abundance of joys in your presence, and there are pleasant things in perpetuity at your right hand. Psalm 17, a prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, in righteousness. Hearken to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which is not with deceitful lips. May my justice come from your presence. May your eyes see things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have paid a visit by night. You have refined me and found no dross. I have resolved that my mouth shall not transgress. As for the works of man, by the word of your lips I have been on guard against the ways of the violent man. Keep my steps on your paths, so my steps do not falter. I have called on you, for you answer me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my oration. Show your wondrous kindness, you who by your right hand save those who put their trust in you, from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked ones who treat me with violence, from my mortal enemies who surround me. With their fatness they have closed themselves off. With their mouth they speak haughtily. Having followed our steps, they have surrounded me now. They have set their eyes ready to be devious on the ground. Here is a simile for this, like a lion that is eager to tear in pieces, like a young lion that crouches in hiding places. Arise, O Lord, confront him, bring him low, deliver my life from the wicked one with your sword. Deliver me from men by your power, O Lord, from men of the world, whose portion in life is that you fill their belly with your hidden treasure, and their sons are satisfied, and they leave their surplus to their children. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I will be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. To the choirmaster.